Welcome to The Fathers Speak, a production of the Orthodox West. Each day, Father John Finton reads a selection fitted to the Western liturgical calendar from one of the Fathers of the Church.
As we commemorate St. George the Martyr, his feast having been transferred to today, let us listen to a portion of a sermon by St. Peter Damian. Our joy in today's feast is heightened by our joy in the glory of Easter, just as the splendor of a precious jewel enhances the beauty of its gold setting. St. George was a man who abandoned one army for another. He gave up the rank of tribune to enlist as a soldier for Christ. Eager to encounter the enemy, he first stripped away his worldly wealth by giving all he had to the poor. Then, free and unencumbered, bearing the shield of faith, he plunged into the thick of the battle, an ardent soldier for Christ. Clearly, what he did serves to teach us a valuable lesson. If we are afraid to strip ourselves of our worldly possessions, then we are unfit to make a strong defense of the faith. As for St. George, he was consumed with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Armed with an invincible standard of the cross, he did battle with an evil king and acquitted himself so well that in vanquishing the king, he overcame the prince of all wicked spirits and encouraged other soldiers of Christ to perform brave deeds in his cause. Of course, the supreme invisible arbiter was there, who permits sometimes evil men to prevail so that his will may be accomplished. And although he surrendered the body of his martyr into the hands of murderers, yet he continued to take care of his soul, which was supported by the unshakable defense of its faith. Let us not only admire the courage of this fighter in heaven's army, but also follow his example. Let us be inspired to strive for the reward of heavenly glory, keeping in mind his example, so that we will not be swayed from our path, though the world seduces us with its smiles, or tries to terrify us with naked threats of its trials and tribulations. We must now cleanse ourselves, as St. Paul tells us, from all defilement of body and spirit, so that one day we too may deserve to enter that temple of blessedness to which we now aspire. Anyone who wishes to offer himself to God in the tent of Christ, which is the Church, must first bathe in the spring of holy baptism. Then he must put on the various garments of the virtues. As it says in the Scriptures, "Let your priests be clothed with righteousness." He who is reborn in baptism is a new man. He may no longer wear the things that signify mortality. He has discarded the old self and put on the new. He must live continually renewed in his commitment to a holy sojourn in this world. Truly, we must be cleansed of the stains of our past sins and be resplendent in the virtue of our new way of life. Then we can be confident of celebrating Easter worthily and of truly following the example of the blessed martyrs.